show.
Doug Danger joins us with the Entertainment Report, Doug, about Ben Affleck.
That's right, Phil. Ben Affleck was named the sexiest man alive by People magazine this year because People is responding to what American women want, which is a good-looking man who has personal problems, who has career problems, who's got a drinking problem, a substance abuse problem, and a gambling addiction. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, it's interesting that it takes someone like me to come out with this revelation. Ben has promised, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and working for the Orange County Courier the way I have and doing different articles about this phenomenon the way I have, I've got an insight, I think, that definitely tells me the reason why Ben was selected Sexiest Man Alive is because he is ultimately such a problem guy with career problems, drinking problems, and so on and so forth.
Well, I want to ask you about being gay. I know that you're gay, and you're very open with that. You've been out for a couple of years now?
For about 12 months.
Okay, but you say that as a gay man and as a gay journalist, you know that Ben Affleck is sexy because he's got problems to women, right?
Because he's sexy to women because he's got career problems, he's a alcoholic, and he has gambling addictions, yeah.
How do you know this?
I'll tell you how I know it if you want me to take
it. Yeah, give me the insight.
I'll tell you how I know it, and it's going to come very surprising to you. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have made love to, I've been intimate with, I guess is the best way to say it, with many women. Now, the reason why I'm intimate...
Now, you're gay as in homosexual.
That is correct.
But, and yet you've had sex with women.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, tell me about this.
Well, I'm able to do it, Phil, because, first of all, I am interested in women and what makes them, what interests them, what makes them tick. I do it as research because I'm a journalist. I cover the entertainment beat, and so many of the fans in the entertainment world are female. So I have been intimate with women in order for me to find out more. And I have found out through different sexual relationships with women that they find people like Ben Affleck sexy because he drinks too much, he does too many drugs, he chooses bad movies, and he's a project. American women are far more attracted to this because they're intimidated by men whose lives work too smoothly.
Can I ask you something that has nothing to do with what you were talking about, Ben Affleck, but just about you having sex with straight women even though you're gay?
Sure.
Do you enjoy it?
So, the thing you got to understand is I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I am primarily homosexual.
But you've made love to a lot of women as research.
That is true. But no, I don't enjoy it at all. What I do it for is to find out more about women. And
do they enjoy it?
The women that I went
to? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is I'm doing, but I guess I'm doing something that they enjoy because I do. I don't have a problem finding women who will be intimate with me.
All right. We're talking with Doug Danger. He is a journalist for the Orange County Courier, the entertainment writer. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. He says the reason why Ben Affleck has been voted sexiest man by People magazine is because essentially he sounds like a loser.
No, Phil, I wouldn't call him a loser. I would say he's got, I would say he is. American women like guys who are on a losing career path. They find it sexy.
Why is that?
I think it's pretty obvious the guy who is a personal and professional train wreck is going to be needing a woman more than a guy who is personally very mature. Because sooner or later, the average American woman can't hang on to a guy like that. And let me tell you something else, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I have made love to women. And I know this through my sexual and intimate liaisons with women. And this is going to be tough to say. And I don't want anyone to take me wrong. But I've got to say this. Ben Affleck has probably picked the best woman to be with in Jennifer Lopez. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because she's an African-American woman who is used to being with men who don't quite achieve as much as they say a white man or a gay man. So she's going to hang on to Ben Affleck like white on rice. And because this will fulfill the basic need of every woman, the mother's savior instinct. I think it's interesting, and my hat's off to People magazine for recognizing that. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and a gay man and a gay journalist who has had sex with women.
As research to find out what women want.
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686, the number here, Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier, a gay journalist, a gay man, as you say, Doug, but you've had sex with women to find out what they like, and you say they like losers.
They like the loser that's in the limelight, and that's what Ben Affleck is. He is a star-studded, spectacular 4th of July, multicolored rainbow loser. And the movies he does, the drug addictions, the gambling addictions, he's picked an African-American and Jennifer Lopez. See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I write honestly. Because of that, I get in trouble with people who can't handle honesty. The average movie star finds a way within a few years, for instance, Phil, I'll tell you that the average movie star finds a way within a few years of tossing all of his money down a toilet and basically self-destructing, as crazy as it sounds. Women like that because it gives them a direction. They get to strut their female stuff.
And you say you know all of this about women because you've had sex with how many women?
I've had probably close to, I don't know, probably 100, 200 women.
And you're gay?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, yeah. But the only way you'll find out anything about the entertainment business and how it works is to get to know the entertainment industry fan. And the entertainment industry fan is primarily female. And the best way to get to know a female is to have sex with her. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'll tell you, what I do is I just hold my nose, I hold my breath, and I jump in.
And well, it's that odious, huh?
As a gay man?
Yeah, it's that odious. You got to hold your nose before you have sex with straight women?
It's pretty, it's not all that pleasant, no. But I do it because I do research. That's why I'm good.
All right. Basically, you're saying that American women like Ben Affleck because he's a loser, and American women are attracted to losers. You know this because you have had sex with straight women, which I've had sex with straight women.
But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, and as a gay man, you've got a better perception of the human species, correct?
Well, I would say, Phil, if we talk to most female members of your audience, any of the women listening to your show right now, they would admit that there's something very sexy and very exciting and very comforting about being with a man who has a substance abuse problem and who may beat them. There's something very much like home and hearth, helping him through the door at night, putting him to bed, calling his boss in the morning to say he's going to be late. Women deep down need this because it reminds them of their fathers.
Well, I got to tell you something. I disagree. I think women like men who really want a stable presence, you know, in their life.
Well, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I think you are a great guy, but this is a little bit out of your league. I was going to be in a debate with Ralph Lincoln at the Malibu City Council, and when he found out I was gay, he didn't want to show up because he knew I was going to kick his ass in the debate. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have that.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686 to respond if you want to. Doug Danger, who claims that straight women like losers, they like guys like Ben Affleck because they're drug abusers. And you seem to know this, you say, Doug, because you've had sex with a lot of straight women, even though you're gay.
That's correct.
I mean, that's way out there, man.
Well, I dare say there's no other gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't think there's any other gay men that have done that.
I mean, don't you feel like you're manipulating these women?
I don't think so. I'm giving them what they need. I mean, at least it seems like I'm giving them what they need. It's not enjoyable for me, so I'm not getting anything out of it other than the research of finding out why straight women like junkies like Ben Affleck.
Well, you can't call Ben Affleck a junkie, all right?
Losers like that.
And you don't really like making love to these women because you're gay.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not just gay. I'm a gay journalist and a gay man. And as such, I can't. No, I don't like making love to straight women, but they are some of my best sources for my news stories. All I do is I just hold my breath. I take a good, thorough shower after I'm done and go to work.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Is Ben Affleck attractive to women because he's essentially a guy who makes bad career choices, has a drinking problem and a substance abuse problem? And is it possible for a straight woman to have sex with a gay man, spill all of her secrets, and then that guy turns around and puts it into a newspaper column? That's what Doug Danger claims. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, he slept with over 100 women to find out what they like in men, especially celebrities. We'll be right back. This is The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Extreme Radio. 6.
Doug Danger with us. He is an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Ben Affleck, sexiest man by People magazine. Is it because he's a loser? That's what you believe, Doug. Let me ask you something. Why, and you say that women like losers. Why don't they like successful men?
Well, Phil, I tell you, the reason why straight women don't like successful men is because a successful man has his life together and is eventually going to leave them. And they know this. A lot of women will hang on to a successful man for as long as it lasts. I mean, it's like hanging on to a wild stallion because you're going to get thrown sooner or later. But most of them stay away and go with the loser because a successful man is intimidating, he's scary, and he's going to walk out on her anyway. And
you claim to know all of this because as a gay man and as a gay journalist...
I have slept with a lot of women, yes.
You say you've slept with almost 100 women.
That is correct.
1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, Orange County Courier, is our guest. Kate, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Kate?
Hello?
Yes,
yeah,
Kate?
I'm here.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling to tell this guy that if he thinks women like losers, they ought to love him. Because this guy is the biggest loser I've heard of lately.
Well, okay.
He's just like...
Okay,
I mean,
Kate, that's thank you. Here is Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes, hi.
I don't know what to say to that other lady.
That's fine.
Well, let me tell you what I think. I know a lot of gay men. I know gay journalists.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know, and I know some gay men and some gay, they're in Miami, and they would be, I don't think they'd like hearing, you're advertising your gay man and a gay journalist.
I am a gay man. I'm proud of being
that gay. I know, and I can tell you they're proud of being gay too, but they don't have to advertise it to the population.
Here's the reason why I say it. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, it makes me a better journalist, I think, than most straight journalists.
Okay, but it doesn't make you a better judge of people, because if you're generalizing.
I think it does.
Okay, well, I disagree with you, and I'll tell you another thing. The gay men that I know have
Are you a lesbian?
I'm not a lesbian, but I have
some. Why do you hang around gay men?
Because I have a sister that's a photographer. She works with a lot of gay photographers, and they are wonderful guys.
Are you more comfortable with gay men than with straight men?
No, I do not base my feelings about somebody based on their sexuality. These people are competent enough in their sexuality, being it that it's gay, without having
to
say, hey, I'm gay, I'm a journalist,
gay.
Hey, I'm gay, I'm a photographer, I'm a photographer, I'm gay.
Are you straight?
I am very straight.
Okay,
I'm married,
are you a straight
I have two
woman?
Children,
You're
I am a straight woman, I have
do?
A very successful husband.
What do you do
he
for
is
a living?
Very
then?
Successful. I'm a photographer.
Okay, so you're a straight woman and a straight photographer.
I'm a straight woman, a straight photographer.
Okay, I'm a gay man and a gay
journalist. I have to explain. That is so little. That has nothing to do with me
man.
As a person.
Well, you know I'm gay, right?
Yeah, and I'm happy
right.
for you.
So what I'm saying is, as a gay man, it makes me a better judge of character and a better judge of people. And as a gay man who has slept with straight women, I have a doubly good view of how straight women think.
Oh, especially
man,
since you are under false pretense to these people, these women that you're making them think that you're after them for other reasons, and your real truth is to dig into their head and try to figure out why they like losers. When I know a lot of people,
is your husband
and none of my female friends out of probably 50 that I can think of like losers.
You say your husband is successful. I hope you've got a savings account with a few bucks in it, because if your husband's successful, you know eventually he's going to leave you.
You should be a comedian.
How do you say that?
You need to be a comedian. You're a comedian.
You're a gay comedian. On sound psychology. And why did you react so strenuously against that? Do you think it's true?
I think that you're more a joke than you're serious. You have to be teasing.
Why do you say that? You know that women love losers. You know that women like to turn men. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and the straight women that I've slept with...
Thank you for telling me. I forgot about it.
The straight women that I have slept with indicate to me that it's fun being with a loser because you can turn him around and you can cure his life and you can
have that mother-savior thing. Maybe you need to think a lot about who you're spending your time with.
Women,
obviously, you out of the population, you're coming across some... your percentage is really not doing very well.
How come a woman stays with a guy that beats her?
I'm
a gay man and a gay journalist, and I can answer
that
question.
So maybe you have had sex with over 100 women, but maybe all of those girls and all those women, maybe they have a problem with men.
If you and I had sex, I would find out the same thing. That you would ultimately want a loser.
You can't
well, no,
say
you're,
that.
You're hanging around with losers you because you want losers. Because that's only people you're identifying with.
There's probably
females
three or four
that like losers.
Look, when your husband leaves you, there's going to be three or four alcoholics waiting at your door. All right.
Oh, God.
And,
I'm not wasting any more time with you.
All right. Are you gay?
I think she's hung up. She hung the phone up.
Well, she hung the phone up, Phil, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, tell me why, Doug. Tell me why. You've been sitting here saying you're gay, you're a journalist, and that's why you know people, and as a gay man, you slept with a lot of straight women.
Yes, I have, and I can see that that bothers people. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I know that women who are straight like losers because I've slept with straight women. And they have given me, while I'm having sex with them, they spill all this out. That's what they do.
And you don't like having sex with straight women.
No, I do not.
You even said you hold your nose.
It's very disgusting, yeah.
Here is John on the Phil Henry Show. John, go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I am a gay man that lives in Rockland, Maine. And
yes,
I am totally against almost everything that you said tonight. I do not believe that straight women only date men that are losers. I have a lot of straight women.
I've slept with straight women.
And none of them go for the losers.
I've slept with straight women.
That's like a put down to women. You don't put down
women.
I'm not trying to put women down. That's like saying gay men sleep with only losers.
I'm not putting her down, but I'm saying I've slept with enough straight women to know they like guys like Ben Affleck.
Well, obviously, you're not that gay because gay men do not go sleeping with 100-200 women.
I do it as research. Have you slept with a woman?
Yes, I have, but
okay.
I did it once and that was it. You don't go around sleeping with women and call yourself gay.
I didn't know there was a membership requirement in our gay club here, John.
No, you still don't go around advertising you've slept with this many women.
I'm a gay man. Are you a gay man?
Yes, I am.
What do you do for a living?
I'm going to school.
All right, you're a gay man and a gay student. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I do journalism. I do photography.
Okay, good. And the straight women that I've slept with tell me that Ben Affleck is sexy because he picks bad scripts.
Well, I still do not believe in any way that women date only men that are losers.
You'd have to sleep with a few women to find out what I know.
Well, basically, it's saying that because a woman sleeps a loser for a man, you're saying she's a loser, too, because she's the one that took that loser man. And I totally
believe that. That's exactly right. And I'll tell you something else. These women don't want to go with successful guys because a successful guy, they know, is going to leave them inside of 6 months. That last lady I talked to, she says she has a successful husband. That guy will be out of her life in a year, and she'll be back dating some guy with tattoos and a drinking problem.
I believe that men and women are in love. They will stay together.
Because
believe it or not, whether they are losers or they are successful.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
You said that like 20 million times.
I just want you to know that so you know I'm not straight. I've slept with straight women so that I can find out more about why they like to date guys who pick bad scripts. And I'll tell you this much. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I don't know what the women like about me, but I guess I'm doing it pretty good because they will sleep with me and tell me everything they need to know. You there?
Yes, I am, and I still do not. I disagree with you 100% on everything that you said.
Sleep with a straight woman.
Women, it does not matter. Women date who they want to date, whether they're attracted, whether it's because they have brains or not brains. It is their decision. They're either in love or they do it just because they're not desperate.
You ought to get some help on how to learn how to have sex with straight women, because you'd learn a lot.
I will not have sex with straight women. I am gay. That's why I don't go out advertising that I sleep with straight women and say that I'm gay, too.
Just get a clip for your nose.
No, I did not.
That's
like using a toy.
1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger says that straight women like losers. 1-800-449-8686.
The world famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
What's the experiment, Doug?
Phil, I did an experiment with a woman I had intimate relations with to prove my point that women love losers. I sometimes dress in clothes that are... I guess they smell like I slept in them. I had the smell of booze on them. And the women that I made love to after I was wearing these clothes, and sometimes while I was wearing these clothes, absolutely loved it. And then I dress in a Hugo Boss suit, and they're not exactly as excited. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you, A, women are attracted to that sort of wino loser guy, and B, I'm able to satisfy women in many different ways as a gay man. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay loser. But I,
well, let me just say this, Doug. If women like losers, what are they doing sleeping with you?
Okay. Hold on, Phil. Because now you're starting to piss me off.
No, I'm not pissing you off. If women like losers, you're a gay man and a gay journalist, why are they sleeping with you?
Because they find me attractive. I'm not a loser. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay? I dress up as a loser. That's the difference.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Heather, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier.
Hi.
Yes, Heather.
Hi, yes. The journalist guy, you know, I'm a gay. I'm a gay woman, okay? I'm a lesbian. And
you're a gay woman. What do you do for a living?
Me?
Yeah.
I go to school right now.
All right, gay woman and a gay student.
Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of female friends, which I almost agree with him in a way because they all have kids with these guys that are no longer with them. And
I'm
have
gay.
Kids.
You know I'm gay.
Yes.
All right.
We all know you're gay.
Well, when you say we all know, what does that mean?
Because you've been announcing
you're a journalist.
A half hour you've been announcing it.
Well, I'm trying to make the point that I've slept with straight women.
Well, I've slept with straight guys, but I'm, you know.
All right, and they, see?
There's a lot of guys that want to be with, you know, bad girls, too. The
well,
ones
a lot of guys just want to be with a girl. You know, they don't care what kind of girl. She could be a loser, she could have money, as long as she's got it going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But straight women, that's a whole different thing. They want to be with the Ben Affleck bad boy thing. They want the smell of liquor. They want cigarettes and liquor.
No.
They want to be able to throw a comforter over a puddle of vomit on the couch.
No, that's not. You're going a little too far now.
I'm a gay man and a gay girl. You just said you're a lesbian student, right?
I'm a gay girl, okay?
Yeah, so how do you know what I know? Have you slept with straight women?
Yes, actually, I have slept with one straight woman.
One?
Yes,
well,
one.
Well, I've slept with 100.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, okay, you might
gay.
Be dressing up and looking like a nasty guy or whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
But, you know, if you think, there's a lot of bad journalists out there, too, that are gross, you know. I mean, maybe you are one of them. Maybe that's why
what?
They're sleeping
wait
with
minute,
you.
Wait. I'm an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. I'm gainfully employed. I'm known in the Hollywood industry. I dress well, and I take baths. What I do when I
so
sleep
does that
with,
mean that you stay with women for
up,
a little while, then
well,
you leave them?
Okay. Don't you have to dress up like a man to sleep with a straight woman?
No, you don't. If they're curious, you can get what you want.
Yeah, but you know that one's got to be the man and the other's got to be the
no,
be
that
girl.
Is not true.
You know
see,
that that's
me,
true.
I would want to be with a pretty girl with long hair that looks like a girl.
But do you
what's
look
the
like
point,
a
of, being, what's the point of being a lesbian if, you know...
Are you butch?
No, I'm not.
All right, so you don't wear slacks and loafers.
No, I don't.
Do you like women to do? I'm saying it's a gay man.
See, with me, it depends
man,
on who
I
like. If
wait
I decide
minute,
that,
minute,
wow, that
are we
I'm
talking
attracted
about?
To that guy,
what are we
then
talking
maybe
about?
I'll go after the guy.
Wait a minute, guys, what are we talking about here?
I'm saying I've slept with 100 straight women, and I know that
and
they
you're
love...
And you're a gay journalist.
I'm a
we all know.
I happen to be a gay man and a gay journalist.
We
you got a problem with that? Are you gay?
No, I don't have a problem with it at all. You have your own opinions to everything, and we all know all
right.
that you're a gay journalist.
Okay, so women who like men, they like the kind of guy that they're going to have to pull their pants off and help them go to the toilet and that kind of thing. Because it plays into their Florence
you're
Nightingale
fantasy.
You're
bad naming. You're making women sound like whores.
No,
you know?
I'm just saying that women like men who they have to wipe their rear end.
Okay, listen to this. Can
good
I say, can
Lord.
You, say, you should put in front
I'm
of that
a gay man
some
and a gay
women. Some women like that kind of guy.
And you've never dressed up like a guy.
Me? Maybe for Halloween.
Well,
but no,
gay.
I have not dressed
I'm
up
gay.
Like...
I just want you to know I'm gay.
Oh, well...
Let me ask you something. Do you find Ben Affleck sexy?
I think he's nice looking.
Okay, so are you sure you're gay?
Oh, I know
Will you
I know
stop
I'm gay.
Giving
like,
your gay
I'm,
credentials?
I'm a lesbian. I like girls.
All right, I'm a gay man. You're a lesbian female.
Yes.
And we both think Ben Affleck is a loser.
No.
All right, look at, okay, all right, well, thank you very much. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
I slept with 100 straight women.
Well, I'm going to say something right now. Women love to scrub those skid marks out from a guy's underwear. It helps them feel as if they are needed.
1-800-449-8686. Thanks, Doug. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Extreme Radio.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What I'm trying to say.
All right, now, Doug, you're doing something interesting right now. You said that you are watching porn on television.
Okay. Phil, you're going to get me in more trouble with the audience. What I'm doing is I'm going to be reviewing the Victoria's Secret special. It's going to be coming up later on. And, yes, I am watching an adult movie that is has a gay theme to it.
Why?
To get me excited and to get me ready, because I am going out with a straight woman right now. I'm trying to get some information from her on why she likes this clothing, and she'll probably want me to have sex with her later on.
So in order for you to get excited about seeing this Victoria's Secret catalog thing and the straight woman, you're watching gay porn right now.
Let me tell you something. I'm an adult man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I have a right to... Oh, see, look at that. The chick I was going to talk to, she hung up.
You're right.
All right.
Okay, never mind. That whole setup for nothing? Anyway, the voice of Doug Danger, of course, was performed by me, Phil Henry, the voice of Doug Danger, the guest. 1-800-449-868... Huh? Oh. Hi, Heather? Or Amber?
Summer?
Summer, yeah, go ahead. Doug, are you there? I don't know if I lost Doug Danger.
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, go ahead, Doug. I mean, go ahead,
yeah,
Amber. Go ahead, Summer.
I just had one comment. If he's such an expert on the entertainment industry, he would know one thing, and that's that Jennifer Lopez is not African-American.
Have you seen her?
Pardon me?
Have you seen Jennifer Lopez?
Yes, Jennifer Lopez is Puerto Rican.
She is very, very dark. Very dark.
That's irrelevant. She's not African.
No, it's not irrelevant. If you've seen, she is black.
No, sir, she's not. How do you know?
If you've seen Jennifer Lopez, first of all, she has a very characteristic African-American buttocks. She's dark as all get out. There was a picture with her and Ben Affleck, and I forget where it was. There he was, all white boy, and she was as black as the inside of a cow.
Oh, come on, will you?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
God.
I just think that it's pretty impressive that you're supposed to be such a big shot in the entertainment industry and you don't even know her race.
Wait a second.
And then you're going to argue with me that she looks black.
How do you know what race she is?
How do you know?
It's
commonly known that the lady is a Puerto Rican.
I've heard that she's Hispanic.
Well, I don't care. I'm in the entertainment business, and I'll tell you right now, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I realize that, but
yeah.
You don't know very much about what you're talking
about.
Jennifer Lopez is black. She's African-American.
And you get this from who?
From a variety of sources.
Okay, well, you might want to check your sources.
Well, you might want to check yours.
No problem.
J-Lo failed night school because she's so dark they'd mark her absent.
Oh, my God.
You didn't hear about that. You didn't hear about that. That is God's truth.
I can't even comment on such a racist statement. That's insane.
Wait a second. Racism is an opinion. Fact is fact. Jennifer Lopez almost flunked night school because she was so black, they marked her absent half the time.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have a good evening.
I beg your pardon?
Have a good evening.
Okay, so you're going to patronize me now and say, you know, talk behind my back and say that I'm a liar. I happen to be a gay man and a gay journalist.
Right, but that does not make you... It apparently doesn't make you very knowledgeable about any subject, but especially not this one.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. When you can call up and tell me where your sources are that she isn't African-American, maybe I'll respect your opinion. But until then, I'll go with my sources who say she's so dark she gets lost in her own shadow.
Will you turn the porn off?
Excuse me. What's that? She hung up?
Yes, she hung up. How dark is J-Lo and you're watching your gay porn? Turn it off. She's so dark they marked her absent at night school.